Hey there, welcome to Intentional Living today. The doors are open, come on in. You know, I'm thinking about Thanksgiving coming up just several hours now, and then of course we go into Christmas and New Year's, and it seems like this season, about now through the end of the year, everything is in excess. We spend too much, we eat too much, we get too stressed, we try to do too much. Come on now, you know, every year you say, next year it'll be different. Well, how about your health today? We want to get a real perspective on God's intention for your health, and boy, we have the guy to help you do that. King Hoover, who is our contributor here at Intentional Living for Intentional Health. He's joining me, and he's got some answers to the questions that you may have, and the phone line is open. Come on and join us.
Welcome to Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Our lines are open at 1-888-888-1717. That's 1-888-888-1717. Now from the Intentional Living Center in Tucson, Arizona, where we want to help you be intentional for your health. Here's Randy.
All right. Thank you much, Kurt, and welcome to Intentional Living today. And I couldn't do this program without the help of King Hoover, because this is, and I've said, this is the area that I need the most help and wrestle with most in the intentional living areas. And boy, we've got the guy that can help. King Hoover, he's been a fitness coach. He's worked in all sorts of venues with a real specialization in youth athletic development and injury reduction and performance enhancement. But he's worked in hospitals and locations where he's been helping people learn to take better care of themselves. And I also discovered by reading his bio that he was the host of a radio show himself on Sirius XM Radio in the past called Fit for a King. Now, there's a good title for you. That's got double meaning, I'm sure. King Hoover joins me today as a member of our team here as a contributor, as a health coach to Intentional Living. And welcome, King.
Thanks, Dr. Randy. I love the picture that y'all are at the center of intentional living.
That's right. We're right here. And I love the picture of you doing a radio show called Fit for a King. That's a great title.
It was a blast. And, you know, whether we're in the service of the King or we just want to feel fit for a king, it all starts with just a little bit of self-maintenance.
Absolutely. Well, what got you into fitness? I mean, this is your life. You're really focused on helping people. What was it that really motivated you to move in this area?
My senior year in high school, we lost our gymnastics coach. And because they left and we had a large flock of graduating seniors, the person who filled in for the gymnastics coach was the really mature, not very gymnastically oriented girls tennis coach. So somebody had to step up and fill in that knowledge gap with flexibility and training. So that was me. Wow. We had a lot of folks that wanted to learn, but nobody else really that was in a position to teach. So it was me. And then from there, I began to wonder really just how fit could somebody be? And that began my journey at age 17, and I haven't stopped moving yet.
Well, you know, not everybody listening, as you know, is as motivated and following through and passionate about health as they ought to be, and certainly not as you are. But how does someone today really stop and get sort of an awareness to assess where they are with their own fitness and health?
I would have them look at their day. First, look at your energy levels. Do you have energy left at the end of the day, or do you have day left at the end of your energy? If it's the latter, we need to move around a little bit more. You can start with just walks, just regular walks, increasing your ability to take in oxygen and convert oxygen and maybe the stored calories you have on your body or the calories from your food into energy. The other focus would be look at pain. If you have areas where you're stiff and moving through that range of motion is painful, or if you have something that hurts fairly regularly because of previous injuries, we want to resolve that so that it doesn't become something that is worse and worse over time. A good way to assess your fitness through exercise would be just trying to do squats onto your couch for a minute. Just stand up and sit down for a minute. If you can do a minute, your circulation is pretty good. If your heart rate's not super high where you feel distressed, you're doing all right. That's a good start. Look at push-ups on your knees, or even trying to hold a push-up position where you don't even bend your elbows. You just kind of hold that push-up position and see how long you can hold that plank. 30 seconds plus, hopefully climb it up to a minute, is another great test. And then for the posterior chain, your back, hips, and low back, you lie flat on your stomach on the floor, lift your arms and legs off the floor where you're just kind of balancing on your tummy or your belly button and seeing how long you can hold that position. 30 seconds and up means you have a good base to begin doing more. And I think some people will be surprised if they can do these things for 30 seconds plus. They are surprised by what the fitness they have, and then they maybe want to add a little bit more. That's always the goal, is to take what you have, invest it, and get more, just like those talents in the book.
All right, hang on, King. We're going to have you come back. I still got to get this word picture of somebody balancing on their belly button, because some people's bellies, you know, I could just picture the rocking back and forth. Back and forth. We shouldn't laugh, but it's true. Hey, listen, King Hoover's with us. He's our intentional health coach. We'll come back. We'll talk about the holidays, things that trip us up. Here's what I know. If you tend to be a healthy person, you take good care of yourself, you probably buzz through the holidays well. This is sort of the culmination of how we've lived up for the first 11 months of this year as we end the year, right? So we're going to get into some tips that can help you not only for the holidays, but into 2016. King Hoover's my guest. This is Intentional Living.
What's the key to getting a better body? Getting intentional, of course.
From the Intentional Living Center, this is the Intentional Living Minute. Here's King Hoover, our intentional health coach.
Being intentional is all about making better choices when challenging stresses occur. First, make a list of the habits that you want to break. Then, when the urge occurs, do something completely different. Want some cheesecake? Then go for a walk. Craving chocolate? Well, have some black coffee instead. Trying to skip exercise? Call your workout partner and tell them you're on the way to the gym. If you don't have a workout buddy, call a staff member at the gym and they'll be just as glad to see you coming. So get intentional about your health, and we're happy to take credit for your smaller waist. For Intentional Living, I'm King Hoover.
For more insight and encouragement, go to theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com.
There you go. I wanted to share a sample of what King does for the ministry. That spot airs on our network and around the country, along with others on finance and marriage and so on. But King Hoover focusing as our intentional health coach on things to help you with your health. We'd love to have you join in. By the way, if you have a question for King, here's the phone number or comments you want to add. 888-888-1717 is the number. Why is it, King? By the way, thanks for doing those spots. People really enjoy those, and there's a lot of help there.
It's my honor.
We appreciate it. Now, why is it that knowing that our bodies are the temple of God, this is where He resides in our lives, also that without good health, it's hard for us to function? Why is it that as Americans, we do such a crummy job of taking care of ourselves?
Because we have it all the time. If we had something that we had to give back to God when we weren't using it, and then He hands it back to us, kind of like a tool you put in the toolbox or your car going in the garage, we would handle it very differently. We'd be trying to make it last. But like the saying goes, that familiarity breeds contempt. Because maybe we haven't had a major health problem or something really big happened to us, or if we have, we just feel like, well, this is just how it's going to be, and my health is just going to go on and on, or that I'm going to have this pain, and it's just something I have to deal with. But that is not the case. We never know what a day may bring. I have one of my clients that had to call me yesterday. She was putting some stuff up in the attic. The ladder slipped out from underneath her. Kaboom. She didn't remember anything about the ladder falling, but when she woke up, she had a black eye, a bruise on her face. She'd landed really hard. She was unconscious when her husband found her. We never know what's going to happen. But because of the training that she'd been doing, she's very resilient, broke nothing, and is hoping to get back within 2 weeks. She was really sad because now she's going to miss the workouts for the next 2 weeks, and she hates to fall behind. We never know what's coming up. And when we're exercising, we're preparing for the challenges that may be to come. Better to meet those challenges prepared rather than have them show up and go, oh, if only I had.
Mm. Well, how do people move from, they're listening today, I can hear people, I can see them in my mind's eye, they're driving down the road or they're listening at home and they're kind of feeling guilty or they're feeling motivated or they're feeling whatever, but they're saying, you know, I'm going to start this, I've got to start this plan, I've got to start walking or eating better and so on. How is that we move from motivation to actual follow-through?
You look at your schedule. If we have hours that are blocked out. I have to be to work this time. I get off at this time. I pick up my kids from school at this time, or I take my kids to school. Our schedules are filled with appointments. Make an appointment for yourself. If you have a place that's beautiful and your weather is good, that you could go walk, make that an appointment to go walk. If you don't, if you're in a part of the country where the weather's cold or inclement, then let's go to the mall and walk around. Just put on some headphones with your favorite music and just take some time walking around the mall. Go for time first. We're not going for how hard we can train or exercise in the beginning. We just want to do more than we have been doing. So it doesn't take a lot to do more than zero. Just get used to moving around some. From there, you're going to start feeling better if we just keep it to an exercise minimum. Like medicine, we want to take a minimum effective dose. So if you haven't been doing anything, look at 20 to 30 minutes at a max. If you feel good, you maybe do a little bit the next day. Try to put as many days in a row as you can with just a small amount of exercise. Before too long, you'll be feeling like you could do a little bit more. If you have access to a gym or you have a gym membership that you haven't been using, again, just go and get 15, 20 minutes. Just showing up at the gym will begin to build momentum, and that having somebody call someone to meet you there or call the staff and let them know that you're coming, it does wonders, because that accountability to God that you addressed in the beginning starts with our accountability to other people. Why are we exercising? Why are we taking better care of ourselves? Because there are people that love us and depend on us and would like us to stay around as long as possible.
Our Intentional Living Fitness Coach, King Hoover's on the line with me today, taking your questions or comments at 888-888-1717. Question, King, we're coming obviously with Thanksgiving's right here, and now to the end of the year, it seems like there's more stress, more food, more sugar, more everything. What are some basic things, just, the kinds of things people could do in small steps that could make this a healthier season for them?
Well, people are always looking for a magic pill that will keep fat away or keep from converting carbs to fat, this kind of thing. And there really is such a pill in the form of vegetables. If you'll start the meal with a salad, filling up a lot of the space in your stomach, there's less room to put all that other great stuff on top of. The fiber will slow down how fast your blood sugar rises in response to the potatoes, the desserts, this kind of thing, and it'll also keep you from eating more than you should. It's a great way to kick off any meal. With the stress of holiday rushing around, we've got to learn to relax. Our putting time in prayer, this is when, instead of maybe moving around, we're on our knees more. We're really putting things, our family issues, because sometimes there are things going on in our families that stress us out. We want to make sure that the Lord has all that in His hands, so we're not trying to deal with and juggle and handle it as the family situations are arising. When it comes to the food, you're going to be exposed to stuff that you don't normally eat any other time. If you can get some exercise in the morning of, it primes your tissues to receive all those calories, even the crazy sugary stuff, and utilize it like a good meal. If you can't get exercise in ahead of time because you're part of the prep for getting everything ready, then exercising as soon as you can, just going out for a walk after the meal, will cause your body to respond to it as if you ate something super healthy. Exercise as a bookend on either side of the event makes the world of difference. Not just a world, the world of difference. Where instead of something that maybe knocked you down, it actually lifted you up and made you better, no matter what was in the meal.
Marcella wants to ask a question. She's listening to us in Arizona somewhere today. Marcella, welcome to the program.
Hi.
Appreciate your call. You're on with King Hoover. What's your question today?
Well, my question is, how serious is it to God that we eat healthy and stay healthy? Because a lot of the times, God deals with me about the way I eat and the way I treat myself, because it used to be an addiction before. And I notice when I'm not eating, the word and I'm not praying, those things come back. And a lot of people make fun of it, like gluttony is not a bad thing. So I was just wondering, how serious is this issue to God?
Because we live in the world, as the scripture says, while you're in the world, exercise profiteth. That's that while you're here, we're supposed to move around. Years ago, back in first century times, even within 100 years ago, the average person had far more activity than we have. It's part of today's technological society that we're going to be at rest far more than we should. sitting is the new cancer, they're saying, that it contributes so much to how our body goes sideways when it comes to our health. So if it's been an addiction in the past, again, we're looking for a minimal effective dose. If you keep it to 30 minutes, whatever you can do in 30 minutes, that's plenty. More than that, but might be too much for you. It's, again, we're talking like medicine. We want the minimum effective dose. We want to make sure we cover our bases, that we're improving our health, not neglecting it. We don't have to try to perfect our health in any session. Just as long as we're doing something, we're moving forward. And we don't have to be that person that's no fun to eat with, that eats nothing that's bad for them. We just we share that kind of meal with those friends and folks, and then we go right back to our good way of eating as soon as we're in our own setting. So don't let anybody else's perception of what you're doing or why you're doing it keep you from doing what you know to be right.
All right. Well, stay at it, Marcella, and happy Thanksgiving to you. Appreciate your call.
You too.
All right. King Hoover is our guest today. He's our intentional living health coach, and I'm going to have you come back, King, and lay out a program. What would you say to someone coming in to see you, and let's say they're, like many Americans, a little overweight, not doing as well as they should, not eating, not exercising. They don't have any serious illnesses that cause them not able to exercise and so on. What would you lay out for them in a plan if you were to say the next 30 days? What specific things, the one things they could do that would make a difference for their health as they get ready for a new year? We'll be back with King Hoover and your questions at 888-888-1717.
You're listening to Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Andy Carlson. What's your one thing? I like what Yolanda had to say. For the past years, I've worked every Sunday from 8 to 1 for financial reasons. But this year, I decided to stop working on Sunday anymore and just trust God for everything. Ah, thanks, Yolanda, for trusting God and encouraging us today. So what's your one thing? Join the Intentional One Thing Challenge today at theintentionallife.com/one thing. Coming up, Dr. Andy and King have more for your holiday health. We are Intentional Living, and we'll be right back.
Experience the power of an intentional living marriage conference without ever leaving the comfort of home.
And an attitude is something that we have inside of us. It's a meter of going up or going down. And you know who's the best read on your attitude? Is the person seated next to you here tonight.
With Love Your Marriage, Lessons on Intentional Marriage, you'll have 7 powerful yet practical sessions with Dr. Randy Carlson on DVD. And right now, when you become a monthly supporter of Intentional Living, you'll receive Dr. Randy's teaching videos as a thank you gift. Even if you can't join us as a monthly member, the video series is still yours for a single gift of $100 or more. Become a member of the Intentional Living Center today. Go to theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com.
You're listening to Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Parent Talk Incorporated and is made possible entirely by the generous support of listeners just like you. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio. Randy.
All right. Thank you, Kurt. The time's passing quickly. King Hoover is my guest here today, our intentional health coach. Intentional Living, you hear his spot on many stations around the country from Intentional Living. And I got a caller, but before I get to the caller, I wanted to follow up with you, King, on that question. If someone comes in, you know, let's say it's a 45-year-old female, and she wants to get healthy. She knows she's not taking good care of herself. She doesn't have any major medical issues, but, she's overweight. She's lost. She doesn't feel energetic, and she wants to get better. What would you lay out for a person like that specifically, sort of a plan for them to get started?
Someone just starting out wants to focus first on mobility. We want to embrace an extended kind of warm-up to anything that we do at whatever age. So we increase our temperature with a little cardiovascular work. If that's just walking, it's walking. If you have a treadmill or bike, it's on the treadmill or bike. Second, you want to go through some of the movement patterns, like a squat, a basic lunge, or maybe a split squat, which is like a lunge position, 1 foot ahead, 1 foot behind your body, and then you're just going up and down down, just bend in the knees, trying to stay as tall and straight as you can. We need a squat pattern. We need to be able to lunge because that's the position we use when we're walking upstairs. We want to be able to horizontally push, and like a light push-up on your knees. If you can't do a push-up on your knees, then you're doing a push-up on your couch. And then to stabilize your lats and shoulders, we want to look at the plank. We're on our elbows and knees, or elbows and toes. Beginner toe position for your plank would be feet wide, and just holding as long as we can. From those basic positions of a squat, a lunge, a push, and then what would be a pull, because your elbows and shoulder blades are pulled back when you're doing your plank, are the foundations for anything else we do past that. As you go through this as a circuit, a squat first, a lunge, your any kind of push, and then your plank, then just try to go through that as rounds. One or two rounds first time, try to build up to three or four or five. And then when you've gotten through and you have about 5 minutes left, make sure you stretch to finish the workout. Stretching begins the recovery process. We go from activity to recovery, from working to rest, and that tells your body, okay, now I want you to fix and make better what I just did so that next time I do this, it's easier. And that's the place to begin with those foundational basics. If anybody has any questions or needs program and help, they're welcome to contact me through Intentional Living, and I'd be happy to help.
All right. Well, we got the connection through our website. Just come to theintentionallife.com, click on our broadcast highlights, and you'll see a picture of King, and you see, hey, this guy's in good shape. He's living it. And you can connect with him. Now, we've got Ann on the line. She has a way that she's working on staying healthy. Ann, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Appreciate your call.
Thank you very much.
So what are you doing that's working for you?
Well, the first thing that I started to do 6 months ago, because I don't eat breakfast, I got up and started eating breakfast. And because I eat breakfast every morning, that started my metabolism. Now, through the holidays, because I love food, I come from a family of obese people. I'm the thinnest of all my siblings because I've been working on losing weight. And plus, I pray to God to please not let me be fat like my parents. And that's a horrible thing to say, but it's truly worked for me. But what I do when I'm going to start a huge, heavy, heavy meal, I drink a large glass of milk before I sit down. The milk fills me up, and I eat less.
What about, King, jump in on that. What about, you talked about eating salad before, you know, before a dinner. What about, like, milk? And what about breakfast? I've always heard that's the, like Ann said, that's the most important meal of the day.
You know, and there are people that fuss against that. There's actually an approach now called intermittent fasting where he will say, hey, you avoid breakfast, and you use cortisol, your stress hormone, to try and make your body use more fat. It's manipulation. It's not really sound. Does it make your weight go down? It can, but it's not something you can live on. She has done the right thing in that 90% and more of folks who are obese, that's the thing that they have in common. They skip breakfast. By putting that food in, breaking the fast that you've been involved in overnight, you're putting wood in your fireplace, and then that increases circulation. You get a thermic effect of food, just the same way as putting wood in the fireplace. Your body burns calories breaking that food down, and it's very important to get breakfast. With the approach of doing milk first, your challenge with that is, one, it's working for you. It's keeping you from eating too much because it provides a little bit of fat, a little bit of protein, and your carbohydrates right up front. It's also a kind of a whole food. Your challenge with doing milk at a meal is that it's going to form curds around all the other stuff in the meal, make it a little bit harder to digest, but it does mean that you're satisfied for longer, and you're probably not going back to the leftovers anytime soon because you're going to stay full for quite some time. Definitely a functional approach. It is having the function that you're looking for, but if we could do it with the fiber from vegetables or something at first, or like maybe an apple, which will provide some bulk and some fiber to slow down the gastric emptying, less calories and good moisture, it may work for you even better. But no, I applaud your approach, trying to find a solution that works for you. And I don't want to blow you up, but I would say that maybe a good size apple would work better still.
All right, Ann, thanks for your call. King, listen, we just scratched the surface. We got people thinking. We want to honor God with our bodies and not worship them, but honor God through them. And And I appreciate your contribution. If people want to find out more about you and what you do, come on over to our website, and we wish you and your family a great Thanksgiving, King, and thanks for being with us.
Thanks so much. It's great to work with the bondage breaker, Christ, alongside you, and I'm excited that folks like Ann are taking advantage of breaking that cycle that often brings them into the world.
Information about King and as our intentional living coach, you can check it out at theintentionallife.com. Do you have a vision of where you'd like to be? Do you have a plan? Is it written down? Most couples are sort of clueless. We get up, go to work, raise the kids, go to church, do things. But where do we really want to be in 4 or 5 years or 10 years from now? What are the things that we want to be remembered for? Just three things I want to share about having somewhere to go. Number one, you have to establish a starting point. And it may be this is the day. Maybe as being a part of this small group process, to say, you know, we've never really talked about a vision for the future. We've never really talked about having a place that we'd like a destination that we'd like to end at. And I'm not talking about just finance, but everything in our life. You got to have a starting point. And secondly, you got to begin the journey. There are so many people who have ideas, but then they don't do anything. And if you don't step out and start that journey, what we miss is all the memories, all the opportunities, and we stay stuck where we are today. And then number three, we got to have a destination. Wow, you got to have a destination. God intended for us to do this in relationship, in marriage. That's an excerpt from the seven-session series that we call Love Your Marriage, Lessons on Intentional Marriage. It's six sessions on marriage with a bonus lesson on the five essentials of life and how the intentional living principles work. And it's a very special gift here that we're making available from our ministry. It's been used by individuals, couples, small groups around the country, and we'd love to get it into your hands as a way of saying thank you for stepping up, joining us in monthly support as a member of the Intentional Living family. And if that's not possible, as you share a generous gift of $100 or more to help us close out this year, as we've shared, about 20% or more of all of the support for the ministry comes in through the last 6 weeks. So we really continue to pray hard and trust Him between now and the end of the year. So I'd encourage you, it'd be a great gift, by the way, for the Christmas season, to give to someone that you love to encourage their marriage, maybe a gift for your church library for a small group study in your church. It's our gift to you, the study guide and as well as the seven-session DVDs. All you have to do is call us at 888-888-1717 during business hours. Click on the support button. It'll take you to our ministry staff. Or it's easier to go to our website at theintentionallife.com. You can do that. theintentionallife.com. And I want to say thank you in advance for your generous support, for the support of all of our members, for everybody who makes this ministry possible. God bless you. We'll see you next time from Intentional Living.